in the limelight.
The Eurozone fell back into recession in the first 3 months of the year as a slow vaccination drive and tougher restrictions to stem a third coronavirus wave damaged the region's economies. Gross domestic product or GDP in the 19 Eurozone economies sharing the euro shrank by 0.6% between January and March of this year compared with the previous quarter, according to figures from Eurostat, the EU statistical office. The article you're about to hear has been written by The Guardian journalists Julia Colloway and Graham Worden. The piece is titled Eurozone Driven into Double Dip Recession as COVID Takes Toll. The Eurozone fell back into recession in the first 3 months of the current year as a slow vaccination drive and tougher restrictions to stem a third coronavirus wave damaged the region's economies. Gross domestic product or GDP in the 19 European economies sharing the euro shrank by 0.6% between January and March of this year compared with the previous quarter, according to figures from Eurostat, the European Union Statistical Office. The decline came after a 0.7% drop in the fourth quarter of 2020, when the strong rebound seen over the summer with third quarter growth of 12.5% faded as a new wave of COVID-19 hit Europe. This means that the Eurozone is in a technical recession, defined as two consecutive quarters of economic contraction, for the second time since the pandemic began, a so-called double-dip recession. The United Kingdom has not reported first quarter gross domestic product or GDP yet. It shrank in January but grew in February. The United States has posted a rise of 1.6%, whilst China recorded a 0.6% economic growth. Three of the Eurozone's largest economies were in decline. The main negative surprise came from Germany, whose economy shrank by 1.7%, while Spain contracted by 0.5%, and Italy's gross domestic product or GDP fell by 0.4%, which put the Italian economy into a technical recession. France's economy, meanwhile, grew by 0.4%, having delayed its lockdown until the end of March, when a surge in infections forced French President Emmanuel Macron to act. Things are starting to look brighter though. Economists are expecting the Eurozone to bounce back in the current quarter as COVID vaccinations have picked up in Europe. The European Union has also approved a 750 million euro rescue package dubbed Next Generation EU to help repair the immediate economic and social damage wrought by the coronavirus pandemic. Coupled with the European Union's long-term budget, it will be the EU's largest stimulus package to date, a total of 1.8 trillion euros to rebuild a post-COVID Europe. Maddalena Martini, a Milan-based economist for Oxford Economics, said, "We see the economy posting decent growth in the second quarter of this year before rebounding even more strongly in the second half of the year." Indeed, the gradual removal of restrictions across the economies and herd immunity reached by the summer will boost the Eurozone recovery. Moreover, incoming NGEU funds will start playing a major role in the recovery profile in some countries. The wider EU of 27 countries also went into recession in the first quarter of this year when gross domestic product GDP fell by 0.4%, following a 0.5% contraction in the previous quarter. We'll be right back. Meanwhile, Apple has been accused of breaking European Union law by charging high fees and setting unfair rules on those selling their products in its App Store, resulting typically in a 30% price hike for paying customers. Margrethe Vestager, the European Commissioner for Competition, said the preliminary view was that Apple had distorted competition in the music streaming market by abusing its dominant position and role as a gatekeeper to the 1.8 million apps in its store. The European Commissioner for Competition, Margrethe Vestager, said it was unfair that developers had to pay up to 30% commission on sales and agree to tight rules if they wish to sell their apps on the world's 1 billion iPhones and 500 million iPads. Apple charges a 30% commission fee for all purchases throughout its system. The European Union Commissioner for Competition, Vestager, said, "This means that music streaming providers cannot sell subscription on their apps without paying a 30% fee to Apple. Our investigation showed that this fee was passed on to end users by rising prices typically from about 10 euros to 13 euros. A second concern is about the so-called anti-steering provisions," Margrethe Vestager added. "They limit the ability of app developments to inform iPad or iPhone users of alternative cheaper subscriptions available elsewhere."